You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. State data shows the risk of coronavirus infections in northern Lower Michigan is low compared with the rest of the state. That means local health departments and hospitals can keep pace with new cases. Still, public health experts are wary of upcoming colder weather, which will push more people inside. I'm joined by IPR's Taylor Wisner, who will update us on the latest. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Kendra.
So can you tell me how the region is doing right now?
Well, we've seen an uptick in cases nationally this week, but at the state and regional level, we're actually doing pretty good. Positivity rates have tracked down and new cases are tracked down this week. The Michigan Safe Start map was also updated this week with new grading levels from low to the alphabetical letters A through E, A being a lower risk level. We're rated B right now in the Traverse City region, which is a low risk area. And actually, we're the lowest risk region in the state right now. Although that does tend to ebb and flow, so that could be different next week. And within counties specifically, these levels change pretty dramatically. One note on that, though, the local health department says, you know, we may see a couple cases increase per day in a specific county, and we shouldn't necessarily take too much stock in that. Sometimes these clusters are related to families, and so the risk of community spread is lower. Just something to be aware of. There's also been few deaths reported lately in the region, which is a good sign. Just across the healthcare system in general, at Munson, in recent weeks, they've been treating 3 to 6 patients on a daily basis, and they report having adequate supplies of PPE and testing for their staff. Speaking of testing, local health departments are adding more at their own locations, and Walgreens also recently announced some testing.
Okay, so Taylor, as we transition seasons into fall, is there any new guidelines from the CDC we should be aware of?
So the CDC came out with some guidelines this week for Halloween. They say there are some activities that are higher risk than others. Among the high risk activities are door-to-door trick-or-treating, attending haunted houses, going on hayrides with people outside your household, and really any fall festivities that, you know, involve alcohol or drugs, because they lower people's inhibitions and they may be less likely to follow the guidelines they're normally following. Some things they consider moderate risk, you know, a way to allow some trick-or-treating for kids in your neighborhood. You could put individually wrapped gift bags with candy on your yard, and that way people could pick them up and you know, not have the face-to-face interaction. Costume parades and sort of outdoor parties where there's lots of distance between people is another way to safely gather. Another thing that's probably okay is haunted forests or mazes that kind of only go one direction. I guess that defeats the purpose of a maze, but just, you know, keeping away from other people, being outside, those kinds of things are what's recommended.
Speaking of the CDC, there was supposedly a CDC update about the possibility of airborne spread of the virus, but then that was retracted. Can you tell us what happened there?
Well, what we know about the virus now is what's been reported by the CDC is that it's spread by large particles from coughing, sneezing, talking loudly. There's also been some research done on airborne spread of the virus. That's when smaller particles linger in the air longer. And there's some thinking that that may be a way people are contracting the virus. The CDC says when they listed airborne transmission, that was an accidental website error. They are not officially saying that's a way of transmission yet, although they are investigating that possibility.
And real quick, I wanted to ask you about last week. We heard some rumblings about COVID-19 cases reported at Northern Michigan schools. Do we have any updates?
Well, last I checked on the state website today, looking at outbreaks in our region, it doesn't appear that there are any school outbreaks right now in Northern Michigan. That's defined as 2 or more cases at a school. So at least in Northern Lower Michigan, we're looking okay right now. Although it's something we should definitely keep an eye on. To steal an analogy from health officer I spoke with last week, the region is sort of like dry timber for a wildfire analogy. The embers of COVID are ready to flare in the right conditions. So we got to be careful.
That was IPR's Taylor Wisner with a COVID-19 update for Northwest Lower Michigan. Thanks, Taylor.
Sure thing. Thanks, Kendra.